independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I sincerely apologize. I'm just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I ask your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Yes, you did go too far. You were wrong in what you did. Not only was it disgusting, it was... And something I mentioned that I've heard very few people talk about, if anybody, really, over the fact that, yes, you know what, the presidency should be respected. We all know that. We get that. But Kathy, he's a father, he's a husband, he's a brother, he's an uncle. I mean, what you did was stupid. It was asinine. But you're a satirist. And the things that I've said over and over, and I posted a video I did earlier today on the old Facebook there, is the freedoms that we have in this country, aren't they amazing? Kathy's going to get Secret Service, but they know that she is no threat to the president, for God's sake. She's 2'1" and weighs 17 pounds. I've met Kathy on more than one occasion. She literally is beyond petite, right? She is. She could, like, wear my socks. She could sleep in one of my socks, like a sleeping bag. She's that small. They get that. But she's not going to jail over this. She's not going to end up getting 50 lashes in the town square. She's not. None of those things are going to happen. It's the beauty of America. Yes. It was taken down a notch, the presidency, and the way that she acted and the whole nine yards and the satire that went too far. And as a comic, I defend satire, even if it's disgusting and gross. And I think what she did was wrong, and I'll criticize her for that. But let me tell you something. She's paid the price. I think when you listen to that, some of that was she knew she went too far, and she knew she was going to have to pay the price. And in this day and age, the price is paid in your pocketbook and being fired. CNN let her go today. She lost already Squatty Potty. CNN heard it. They have ADT is one of their alarm companies. They stepped away knowing full well that they hadn't let her go yesterday. They needed to think on it. They wanted to gauge the reaction. That's what these big companies do. They want to gauge the reaction. How pissed off are people, right? Are people pissed to the point where they're going to come after my advertisers? Because if they are, then we'll have to let you go. If we could step it back a little bit and people breathe, maybe you can survive.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service. The image is shot by photographer Tyler Shields, creating a backlash on Twitter. President's son, Don Jr., tweeting, "Disgusting but not surprising. This is the left today. They consider this acceptable. Imagine a conservative did this to Obama as POTUS."
Well, first, let me say this. Here's the difference. There was a lot of people out there, a ton of people, that posted horrible pictures about Obama being burned, Obama being lynched, all of that stuff. But they were white supremacists, white trash, Billy has one tooth, living in the back of his mama's house in the middle of godforsaken nowhere, you know, in the South or somewhere, Boise, Idaho, wherever. And it didn't get any attention. It was hate. It was disgusting. It was racist, but it got no attention. Now, if a conservative actor had done something like that, it would got a ton of attention. She's famous. That's what changed this dynamics. She's famous. You didn't see anybody on the right, Gary Sinise, right? John Voight. Anybody on the right do anything like this. Nor should they have with President Obama. You respect the office. It's an office. Someone may occupy that office, but eventually they're going to leave. It is an office. You respect it. I'm going to say this. I myself, I hate when people say she needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. He needs to go away. She needs to go away. I don't like it. I have never liked it. I think it's wrong. I think in this day and age, especially when it comes to knee-jerk reactions, and let's be real. Let's be real. The left is now feeling something that they have heaped upon the right for the last several years. Right now, Sean Hannity. Some of you out there listening to Sean. He's fighting a battle because they're going after his advertisers because he's controversial when he's really not. He didn't do anything. He didn't beat kids. He didn't beat his wife. He's not an alcoholic. He doesn't say racial or disparaging things to people. He is a conservative who is as starchy white as they get, right? He's hello there. And they're going after his advertisers as if, because this has become the ploy to silence people now, is if we can't beat you in the ratings, if we can't do this, if we can't do that, we're going to then go after your advertisers and to make them uncomfortable. I've never been that way. I haven't. She made herself an apology. And I tweeted some stuff that, hey, people are mad. Well, Chad, she should be fired. I'm like, well, that's what you think. That's great. You vote with your dollars. You vote with your viewership. You weren't watching her anyways. You weren't watching Anderson Cooper and her on CNN. You weren't watching. I've never been that way because I live in a world where if this is what we've become, where one word, one thing, one tweet, boom, you're done. I don't like that world. I think that's wrong. I do. Look, what she did was stupid, was asinine. I'm proud of America because I woke up this morning in a world where she's not going to get hung. I woke up in a world where she's not going to get 50 lashes in the middle of the street. I woke up in a world where they're not going to cut her head off or put her in jail. I think that's amazing. What she did was stupid. And I understand why CNN, it's a business decision. But it does frustrate me at times. And I'm not a huge fan of Kathy Griffin. You know, she used to be somewhat entertaining. She first burst onto the scene when she first started really becoming the D-list, if you will. She was entertaining, right? You know, she was supposedly a normal person who had bizarre encounters with famous people. But it's become something different now. And that was horrible, and I think we can all agree on it. But all of us have made mistakes in our lives. All of us have said something. And the problem is nowadays we're judged at such a level, and this is what happens. The left has done this to themselves. They painted themselves into a corner, and there was nowhere to go. This was above and beyond just, you know, tweeting something stupid. But still, you got to do better. But I've never been that person that says we need to get rid of a human being because they tweeted something, they said something. If she was an artist, like an artist, sculptor, painter, performance artist, we'd be upset, we'd be angry. But see, they sell their own stuff. They're not associated with things. But I've seen it across the board, whether it's people who've liked stuff, whether it's people who've tweeted things. Gilbert Gottfried always comes to mind when the Fukushima tsunami, and he said, hey, we should get all the Japanese a bunch of rubber duckies. That was a tweet. He was fired within hours from Aflac. And it's crazy that that happens. I think every once in a while, you also have to know who you're dealing with here. You have to understand that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. As early as next week, Comey may testify. We'll see what happens. Sources are now saying that Trump urged him to end the Flynn probe. I want to see the he said, she said, who urged what. But this is never ending. This is crazy, never ending. And I scratch my head and I'm thinking, how long is this going to be 4 years? But this is the right. This is the same thing that you gave Hillary over emails. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to get 4 years of this. The only way is going to be silence, is people are going to get so bored with it. And that the ratings are going to crash so far that nobody's going to care. And I don't know anybody who really cares about it. But they're going to ride this pony for as long as possible. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. Your car, your vehicle, the dreaded check engine light. Every once in a while it comes on. You don't know what it is. Oh, my God. Now, if you bought a brand new car and you're under factory warranty, you're fine. Like, I don't care. I'm taking it in. But what if you just made that last payment? I don't want another payment. My car's still good. It's still doing great things. And I'm out of warranty, but I love my car. Well, what do you do? Well, I don't have the money to repair it. Oh, wow. Do what I did. CarShield.com. Extended coverage. Amazing extended coverage. The best extended coverage. The only company you should think about if you're looking at extended coverage is CarShield. New engine costs what? $5,000? Nah, you got it right? No, I don't. Oh, new transmission? $2,000-$3,000? Would that hurt your pocketbook? Nah. Yeah, probably would. Even a sensor for $1,000. Ooh, jeez. That's crazy. Let me tell you what CarShield does. 24/7 roadside assistant. Boom. Oh, yeah. Oh, and rental car while your car's in the shop being fixed. And here, to me, is the greatest thing. You pick your mechanic that you like and you trust. They will take care of it directly. You don't have to do anything. No throwing some cash out there at the beginning. No fronting and saying, you know what, they're going to get me back. So here, none of that stuff. They take care of it directly. You see, CarShield's paid close to $2 billion or so in claims, and they're ready to help you. So what do I do, Chad? Glad you asked. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. Simple and easy, right? Mention code Benson, or you can go to carshield.com. Use code Benson. You save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. A deductible may apply, but don't worry about it. It's nothing compared to what may come out first. Oh, baby. Go to CarShield. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Tell you what, so many crazies now. People texting me, Chad, how can you defend Kathy Griffin? I didn't defend what she did. I thought it was wrong. I'm just sick and tired of everybody in their crazy knee-jerk reaction from the right and the left over something that was poorly thought out, that somebody thought would be funny, only to find out it really wasn't, right? How many of us have done something stupid? In our brain, it sounds amazing. It's a great idea. This thing I'm going to say is going to be awesome. By the time it departs our lips or we put it into action, we realize, wow, that was a miscalculation. Do I think people should be banished to some bizarre wilderness because they did something stupid? No, look, we know she's a left-leaning liberal, for God's sakes. Come on. But do I honestly think she wants the man dead? No, I think she thought she was being satirical and funny, and it was an absolutely horrible thing. And you heard today on TMZ and around the place that Barron was at home, saw the picture, didn't realize he's still, what, 10, 11 years old? I was thinking to myself, what would Jack saw something like that, you know? Well, how would he react? He was upset. It was stupid. She owes a better apology to that than what she gave. But I don't think people should be destroyed because of it. I don't. I really, really don't. And that's just me. But the left is getting what is been out there for a very long time when it comes to, hey, we want somebody fired. We want somebody gone. People say, just like Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly had nothing to do with his politics. Yes, he leaned right and they hated him for his politics, but it had all to do with the fact that he was Uncle Touchy McFeely and Uncle Creeper, allegedly. He paid out a lot of money, as did Fox, with Roger Ailes, over things. Totally different thing. Totally separate and different thing. That's why I look at somebody like Hannity and say, stop, enough of this. Enough. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. I love to roll out urban words of the day for you guys out there. And today, our urban word, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. Are you ready for it? Let's do it.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Today's urban word of the day comes from maybe the hippest character in the world and at the same time a pariah and hated in some parts of the globe. But man, he is on top of it all, whether you like him or not. Today's urban word is kafefe. That's right. Courtesy of our president and a 3 a.m. tweet. Kafefe is the urban word of the day. Chad, what does kafefe mean? Here's the brilliance of kafefe. It means whatever the hell you want it to mean. It does. Now, much like many mysterious songs that have been out there, only a very few truly understand what kafefe means. Right, Mr. Spicy?
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
Small group of people, huh? Like Carly Simon, right? Like she only knew really who she was singing about in You're So Vain. Kafefe. While the world ponders it, in the end, it is the hippest new word of the day. That is your urban word of the kafefe.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
That is amazing, right? Like, people freak. What does it mean? I heard people today say, you know what? This is the first signs that he is, he's got dementia. I'm like, what? Wait, what? The first signs? And can we just say, I love the Spice, but I think his time has come. I really do. He's very angry. And I think he's still stewing about the fact he didn't get to meet the Pope. It's time to bring on somebody new. It really is. I think it's going to be that. Who is that girl? Phil, producer Phil, the really pretty one.
Which one?
The one they're thinking about bringing on. Gilfoyle.
Oh yeah, her.
Yeah, I think she's next up in line for the Spice. That's that thing, man. You're on borrowed time there. You have like a 90-day shelf life. You get past that, you get an award. You get a kafefe. What'd you do last night? I met this chick and we had a kafefe. What? I know. The kafefe Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I'm just, in the book, I'm just using everything that anybody else said about it besides me to basically said this was the biggest nothing burger ever. It was a mistake. I've said it was a mistake.
You ever had a nothing burger? You ever gone somewhere and you ordered it and then you get a burger and there's like nothing in it? Like you have all the stuff but not the burger? Doesn't that suck? I've had that before. That was Hillary talking about the email fiasco. It was a big nothing burger. It was. I don't really follow the crap that goes on with the Clintons because it's over, it's done, it's in the past, we move on with our life. But the things that she said today I found to be very interesting because it shows the disconnect in the reality of the world that she still lives in and the sycophants that she has surrounded herself with who continue to placate her and her denials and delusions of why she lost this. That to me is funny. And what it does is it shows me that the lesson that was learned by the people on the right of why she lost this has not been learned by the people on the left. And it makes you scratch your head and you're thinking, who's running that ship over there? And why are they doing such a poor job?
Look, I take responsibility for every decision I made, but that's not why I lost. So I think it's important that we learn the real lessons from this last campaign.
Yes, you lost because you made a decision to give your private server that you should have had to some guy in Colorado to stick in a laundry closet in a bathroom, and you were hoarding all of these things, and of course, except for all the Groupons, because you got rid of the Groupons and the emails from your daughter about the wedding and the whole night. But the rest of it, you know, and oh, I'm sure it was a bunch of spam from Nigeria, you know. You're like, but I really know all the princes. No, you caused that. But they're delusional about the fact of why they lost. And this just goes to show you how out of touch so many people are in politics. And it's a right and left thing. It's not just a left thing. It's not just a right thing. They're out of touch with what they think is cool, what they think is real, what people really think. And I'm amazed. You know, it is really amazing to when I hear people talk like this, you know, they're sitting around dissecting. You know, it's like dissecting, you know, why did Jimmy lose the boxing match? Jimmy got knocked out. No, that's not why. No, that's pretty much why he lost the boxing match. Jimmy got knocked out. His jaw fell out when the guy punched him so hard that his eye sockets exploded and Jimmy died almost. We brought him back. Yeah, but why did he lose? Because Jimmy got knocked out. I don't see what you see. No, that's why. You lost because you were out of touch with mainstream America. You still are. You're an elitist. David Brooks wrote something this week in an op-ed that I thought was really cool, talking about the liberal elites in the academia who really believe they know what's better for everybody else. The limousine millionaires and limousine liberals who believe they literally have contempt for people who they feel aren't as sharp, aren't as bright as they are. Because they don't have access to art galleries. They don't have access to the coast. They don't have access to all of this stuff that these people have access to. So therefore, they've not seen Hamilton, so they can't be considered bright. They don't understand things. They don't listen to NPR. They don't get deep into the weeds of certain things, so they're not sharp. Yet at the same time, they defend these people as the hardworking backbone of America when really they look at them with contempt, like, oh, go away. We'll decide what's best for you. They missed out on an opportunity. Trump, both of these candidates were easily beatable. But the left focused on identity politics, focused on things that truly don't matter to a lot of people who are struggling. And once every 4 or 5 words, Trump said jobs. And people are like, oh, yeah, we need jobs. Right? Talked about lock her up and all this kind of, but then jobs. But she went on today, and this is what I found to be interesting. Again, she says, I take all responsibility in my loss, but it's everybody else's fault, essentially. And she does that by throwing the Democrats under the bus.
I inherit nothing from the Democratic Party.
What do you mean nothing?
I mean, it was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. Its data was mediocre to poor, non-existent, wrong.
Wow. Mediocre to poor, wrong. The data was, essentially, she said she got a mailing list and it sucked. There was no money, so there was no way for her to really compete. They didn't know what they were doing. They couldn't find their ass if their hands were tied behind the back. It was the fact that she made it as far as she did. This is the sycophants that they surround themselves with. The fact that she made it as far as she did. Oh, my God. It's incredible. I don't know how she does it, people. Are you kidding me? It really is an amazing thing. And I don't want to relive the election because it's over and it's done, thank God. But it goes to show you the kind of attitude that these people have. It's never their fault. It's a government thing, right? It's never their fault, ever, 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 ever their fault. And on top of all of that, even if it is kind of their fault, they've learned the lesson. But that's not why they lost. What? Exactly. The hubris. It's amazing. Speaking of not faults, this is sad. This right here is beyond, to me, I find this to be extremely sad. Talking about David Shulkin, Veteran Affairs Secretary, is frustrated, as we all should be. Memorial Day was Monday. We have men and women who serve our country who give the ultimate sacrifice in many occasions and pay with their life. And the ones who come home need help. Need to be seen. And guess what, people? Not are they not being seen, The people that have failed them over and over again who should be gone, well, guess what? They're still there.
Under current law, it takes us 51 days from the date management proposes to suspend, demote, or remove an employee till the date that action takes effect.
50? That is a suspension? It takes 51 days. Could you imagine going into your job today and screwing up, and they said, you're going to be suspended in 51 days. It may happen. We'll suspend you. Doesn't mean you're fired, because there's a process. The union's going to get involved. There's all kinds of stuff. Doesn't mean you're canned, but it's going to cost some money. There's going to be hearings. We're probably going to have some disciplinary action. We're not quite sure what it is. Even though you failed at your job over and over and over again, and you've let men and women who've served our country down, don't worry. In 51 days, we're going to get you. You better watch out.
We currently have 1,500 disciplinary actions that are pending, meaning people that either need to be fired, demoted, suspended, without pay for violating our core values. Under current VA law, VA has to wait at least a month to hold an employee accountable for misconduct or poor performance.
Oh, my God. So at least a month to hold somebody accountable. Wow. This is what frustrates people when it comes to the public sector, private sector debate. Right? Private sector is, you screw up, you're held accountable today. You jack the pooch. Yesterday, a picture came out by Kathy Griffin holding the bloody severed head of a Donald Trump mask. She's been held accountable by CNN, Squatty Potty. Needless to say, I think that her career right now is in the toilet. And a few others that are holding her accountable for her actions. These people, it's going to be a month from now, but you, I'm putting it on the calendar. I might hold you accountable for the bad thing you did today. So you've got the veterans. Here they are, the VA. We went through this, what, 24 months ago? That giant debacle in Phoenix? You had people who were waiting months and months and months to get seen at their wit's end. People dying while waiting. Dying while waiting. Horribly run. No other thing. This is what frustrates Americans and should frustrate everybody. When you can't hold people accountable, accountability's great, right? I find it to be great. You hold people accountable. We've heard from two lifelong politicians, essentially, and political people. And what do they talk about? One wants some accountability. He's new it. He's new to the political world, but he's talking about politics in general and how nobody's held accountable. How long it takes. The other one's not even taking accountability for the fact that she jacked the pooch and it was her fault that things went south and she's blaming it on everybody else. But I'm sitting here and this is the frustration people have. The frustration people have with government in general. Where is the accountability? That's all people want. The accountability. You screw up, you pay for your mistake, we move on. You do it again, you pay for your mistake, and eventually you lose your job. Not in a month, we're going to come back to this. Then in 51 days, we may suspend you. It is consistent failure and inadequacies of these departments that have failed our men and women who serve us and continue to do so. And here we are 24 months later after this was exposed, and we're still talking about it after it was supposed to be streamlined. All the while, we hear stories of them getting bonuses. Are you kidding me? Wow. Frustration. This is what America gets frustrated about. Failure to do your job, failure for accountability, all the while we fund it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can check it out. Go there. Got a really good ChadBensonShow.com, as we do every single day up there. You can grab your podcast from there as well. You can text the program 323-538-2423. This here, kids, be the confefe version of the Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Covfefe. C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Can you use it in a sentence? No, I cannot, because it's a made-up word. Covfefe, made-up word by the president. It means many different things to many different people. Do you know that the National Spelling Bee, Scripps National Spelling Bee, 90th edition of the Spelling Bee is currently going on? This is where you watch youngsters of varying age crack under the pressure at times of being on national television. I didn't realize there are people out there that are $200 an hour as spelling coaches. Spelling coaches. Spelling coaches. There is one youngster in the spelling bee that is turning heads, ladies and germs.
It kicks off this morning, the spelling round. You got 291 kids, most of them between the age of 10 and 15. Then you got 2 9-year-olds, 1 8-year-old, and this one little 6-year-old girl. And people wonder, how in the world is she doing this? Her parents must have been pushing her from a young age. Well, she turns out just to be a little phenom from Oklahoma. Check her out.
So how little is she? Well, the age range from 15 all the way down to 6 years old, and that 6-year-old is this girl.
My name is Edith Abigail Fuller. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I'm 5 years old.
We were just having fun around the table, you know, oh, can you spell cat? And what else can you spell? One of us threw out the word restaurant, and she spelled it. How did she know that? We turned on YouTube and found a little spelling bee, and she was absolutely transfixed.
So she spelled restaurant, which most of us would probably fail at. We had to do it in the air, like spell restaurant, like R-S-T, Ront. I spell Ront. I said it earlier. It's like, and I, all of it, if you spell, like, first of all, how many times in life have you spelled a word you think is correct and you know it's correct, but you look at it and you're like, is that right? You ask everybody else, does that look right? And then my favorite, and I do it all the time because I'm a horrible speller, as was Hemingway. I just want to remind people of that, that you you spell something so poorly on Google that it gives you – the Google says, what the hell are you talking about? Like this, is that a 4? Is that a percent sign inside? Yes, it is. It is. What do you think of them apples? Well, Edith Abigail Fuller was 5. She is now 6. She is competing today. She's already passed round 1. Her first word was – all right, I don't even know how to say this, but okay. Phil, I want you to try to spell this. Nice – Tiansti?
Covfefe.
Covfefe. Her first word was N-Y-C-T-I-N-A-S-T-E. Nasty, I know that. Nicety? Nasty? I don't even. Am I horrible at this? I'm probably horrible at this. Continue, Mrs. Edith.
Baedeker.
Baedeker. B-A-E-D-E-K-E-R. Baedeker.
Correct.
Zabruga.
Correct.
Bruga.
Correct.
Mesmerize.
Correct.
She just kept spelling them and spelling them.
Janana.
Janana. J-N-A-N-A. Janana.
You're our champion.
Janana. Janana. Covfefe. Her second word today was tapas. T-A-P-A-S. Tapas. That I knew. Nicest. I didn't. Yeah, she's 6. I can't even spell the word. Did you ever see The Family Guy where he only knew how to, it had to be used in a dirty sentence for him to understand the word, then he could spell it? That'd be me. I think that there's a great movie out. If you've never seen it, it stars Jason Bateman. And he's in this movie, and he competes as a grown man in the National Spelling Bee because he can. Because he never got through the 7th grade, and so he competes in these things. And it's a hilarious movie. It's a heartwarming movie. As kids, it's a heartwarming movie. It really, really is. Speaking of heartwarming, what would you do if you had an alligator? Well, if you're these guys, you give it beer.
Two men have been charged after police say they forced beer down an alligator's throat and posted photos of it on social media. Authorities say 20-year-old Joseph Andrew Floyd Jr. and 21-year-old Zachary Lloyd Brown told them they poured beer into the alligator's mouth. They say Floyd Jr. also told them they released the animal in a nearby pond and watched it swim away. Both men have been charged with harassing wildlife. For InsideEdition.com, I'm Kelly Nealon.
And unfortunately, the alligator was arrested for swimming under the influence. I love their names, right? Like, if you're Junior, you know he gets called Junior, and one of them's married to their cousin. Man, it'd be great to give this alligator beer. People are, they are not at the spelling bee. They are not. You know what's amazed about the spelling bee? Her name is Edith. That is a name you do not hear. That is bringing back some old school. S-K-O-O-L. Old school type of name. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.